When you walk into the Air Zoo in Portage, you'll see flight simulators, children's rides, and of course, historic aircraft, including Air Zoo public relations manager Danny Nichols' favorite, a deep red plane that looks like something out of a science fiction novel.
The B model was used as a trainer, so it has two cockpits, one for the instructor and then one for the actual pilots, and it was used by NASA to train these pilots in this plane. And today it still is the highest flying, fastest air-breathing plane in existence.
And while that's all well and good, the new CEO, Troy Thrash, says there's something missing. He says this is how the museum should look in a few years.
Adults and kids, of course, will be able to come in and they will be able to do, whether it's physics, chemistry, forensics, astronomy, geology, whatever that is, okay, they will be doing real science with their hands. And that's how it's going to be that more tactile learning that many of these kids don't get in the classroom.
Thrash replaced Bob Ellis as CEO when he retired in January. Ellis worked there for 35 years and was the first CEO the museum ever had. Though Thrash says he's not planning any big building projects, he has a pretty big goal, helping to decrease unemployment in Southwest Michigan.
You know, you can hear about, 8%, 9% unemployment, people looking for jobs, and that's certainly, a very difficult number to take. But at the same time, you can go to a local manufacturing company or you can go to a local healthcare system and see that they have job openings and they would hire people right now, but they can't find the talent. They can't find the people with the right technical skill sets. And so on the one hand, we have jobs that can't be filled. And on the other hand, we have people that can't find jobs. So it's not a people issue. It's not a human resource issue. It's a skill set issue.
Thrash says he wants to partner with schools and local companies to show kids the careers they can have in science and how to get them. Thrash says kids need to start thinking about how to get into advanced classes at an early age. He realized this after giving a lecture to a group of high school students at his previous job at the Da Vinci Science Center in Pennsylvania.
This young lady came up to me and she said, "Oh man, that sounds really great. I would love to be a NASA engineer. What do I have to do that?" And my first question out of my mouth was, so tell me what you're studying right now. And she said, well, I'm a senior and I'm in algebra right now. And it broke my heart because, I wasn't gonna stand there and say, well, listen, it's too late. She, was never really told about, well, here are the kinds of things you need to do, the kinds of things that you need to study, not starting in 12th grade, but starting much earlier.
Thrash says the student is still going into a science field, but no longer plans to try for NASA. He says the Air Zoo needs to focus on 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders.
The studies abound that show this. That's where kids, number one, understand for the first time whether they can do math and science, and also, because of that, they will either fall in love or fall out of love with math and science in the 3rd grade.
So, will new CEO Troy Thrash help kids fall in love with science? We'll have to wait a few years to find out. The Air Zoo in Portage is open from 9 to 5 on weekdays and noon to 5 on weekends. On Saturdays, the main campus opens early at 9.